From blizzard to bomb cyclone, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Forecasters are warning the dangerous blizzard gripping the Rockies in the Midwest will turn into a bomb cyclone with damaging winds as it moves east. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock with this warning.
Will be extremely dangerous, and I encourage everyone to stay inside, to seek shelter, and to limit time outdoors.
The storm's creating a travel nightmare. FlightAware says airlines have already canceled nearly 1,200 flights for today.
Its officials are also warning of dicey road conditions and possible power outages in places. With snow and wind and rain will come freezing temperatures. By Friday, for example, the high forecast for Atlanta, Georgia is 24 degrees. Snow is expected Thursday into Friday in Chicago, with a high temperature there on Friday expected to be 2 degrees.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Senators are eager to pass a long-term spending bill to do that as soon as possible to avoid the weather delays getting home and a partial government shutdown at 12:01 Saturday morning. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they closed up shop last night.
We are making good progress.
And there is a snag, though, a GOP amendment tied to the Title 42 COVID immigration policy. Senators will be back at work at 8 a.m. Last night, the Senate and House welcomed Ukrainian President Zelensky to Capitol Hill. During a live broadcast of his impassioned speech, Zelensky said that his country would never surrender and urged Washington to ramp up military aid, and he did it in English.
And next year will be a turning point. I know it. The point when Ukrainian courage and American resolve must guarantee the future of our common freedom, the freedom of people who stand for their values.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The FBI responds to recent reports about its inner workings with Twitter.
FBI officials confirm the agency paid Twitter nearly $3.5 million. Money, critics say, was used to help suppress information, including the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story. The FBI tells Fox News it was part of routine reimbursements for Twitter, complying with standard legal requests. In a statement to Fox News, the FBI says, quote, "The correspondence between the FBI and Twitter show nothing more than examples of our traditional, long-standing, and ongoing federal government and private sector engagements. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency."
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Disgraced crypto mogul Sam Bankman-Fried is back in the U.S., extradited from the Bahamas to face criminal charges over alleged fraud for the failure of his FTX crypto platform. Yesterday, federal prosecutors announced two of his associates, Caroline Ellison and Gary Wang, have pleaded guilty and or cooperating. Tim Allen dominates Disney's streaming platform this holiday season.
The people have spoken, and Tim Allen's Disney Plus series, The Santa Clauses, is the most in-demand original series on the streamer in the U.S. this holiday season.
All those kids turned into adults. They stopped believing. And I'm losing magic.
According to The Wrap, The Santa Clauses, which is the sequel released on November 16th as part of the Santa Clauses franchise, has been very successful in the U.S., according to Parrot Analytics data, which takes into account consumer research, streaming, downloads, and social media. The average demand for the series is 16.23 times the demand for the average show. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.